Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/spoken today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to episode, I think we're on episode 25 of the Brian Gittins podcast. David Edwards is to my right.
I certainly am ready for some pitter-patter chitter-chatter.
The blonde pitter-patter, the blonde piece of pitter bread.
Yeah, I am, to be served alongside some chips and gravy.
Ah, it's always gravy with you, isn't it?
I do like a bit of gravy on the chips. You can only get them in the north, which is a shame, but I do like it. It adds a bit of je ne sais quoi to the ingredients.
Now, today we've got an extra special guest. His name is Steve Cumberland.
It's a.k.a. Cumbo.
Hey, how you doing? Yeah, nice to be here.
Wonderful. Yeah. Lovely to meet you, Steve.
It's really nice to be here, seriously.
Really is nice to have you here, Steve.
It really is. I'm a big fan of your YouTube channel.
Oh, thank you very much. I mean, I've taken a lot of the videos off and I've put them on my external hard drive, but I've got two or three videos still up there, so thank you.
Yeah, no, I haven't seen them myself, Steve, but what are they, David?
Basically, Brian, you're missing out. They are...
They're vlogs.
They are vlogs.
What are vlogs?
Vlogs are video logs.
What does that mean?
It means it's a log.
It's like a video diary, isn't it?
Yeah. That's exactly
this is
it.
Absolutely doing my head in.
It's a perfect
description. We've got 45 minutes of this.
45 minutes of absolute wisdom, because Steve really has got... It's life advice Steve basically gives.
Oh, yeah, well, you know, it's not advice as such. You know, I throw things out into the Atmos, and whatever comes back from the people that love me.
Well, I grab them generally and do a home run with them.
What do you mean by that, Steve? That made no sense whatsoever.
Well, I think it's basically a case of... You know, he's teaching about love. He's teaching about...
Well, I'm not teaching about love as such. But I'm talking about it. I'm not teaching anyone. You don't learn from me. You learn from your own mistakes. So I can tell you what I've been up to, but you don't learn from me. You learn from your own mistakes.
Oh, absolutely.
Just knocked my laptop there, Steve.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, I think it's very much a case
of... Right, David, you're struggling to keep up with this.
Not at all. There's a lot happening. And I've
Hello, everyone, and a special shout-out to my main man, Cumbo.
Oh, sorry, what's going on?
That is Charles Petrescu.
The robot, artificial intelligence.
Oh, wow, so well, he's not an actual...
No.
Yeah. Oh, this is really good fun.
It's a brand new electronic waiter / butler called Charles that comes and interacts with us.
Charles.
And, sorry, because I haven't listened
to... Where are we today, Brian?
Good question. Okay, so today we are in... thanks so much for that, Charles. Today we are in something quite familiar, sort of Willy Wonka-esque, but we're in my sweetie factory.
Oh, wonderful. Very nice. I like the idea of that.
Oh, we're in a sweetie factory.
I love sweeties.
So sorry, Charles.
I love sweeties.
I love sweeties. Do you like sweeties too, Steve?
I got to be honest with you. I prefer pate and cheese.
Okay.
Pate and cheese is also nice, but you've got to have dessert afterwards.
Have you got to have dessert afterwards, David?
You don't have to, but it's almost a gentleman-like thing to do. You know, you've got to mix the sweet with... It's not the sour, was it? The sweet and the... there's two elements of it.
Savory.
Quite right, thank you. Savory
and pointing.
Sweet. Stop pointing. Put those away, back into my pointing holster. The sweet and savoury, it's absolutely vital.
Do you mind if I just butt in here and actually just be a little bit sincere and just say thank you so much for inviting me along today? I really appreciate it.
That's a wonderful touch. I don't think anyone's ever hit the pause button and just said thank you like that. That really is quite... Thank you for that,
no,
Steve.
No, I genuinely mean it. I mean, I haven't listened
Good
to...
Good to have you here.
I really appreciate it.
He's a YouTube star, really. He's got quite a few views. He's gone into thousands.
I'm not a YouTube star, but... I have a few I have 2,000 followers, subscribers.
That's more than I've ever had. That's 2K beneath your actual...
It is 2K.
And quite a few thumbs up you've got and quite a few subscribers. And, you know...
Yeah, this is really, really hard.
I think it's going swimmingly. You know what I mean? If this is around a restaurant table in Pizza Hut right now...
Would you listen to this podcast, this episode?
Happily. I think it's got lots of potential. We're laying lots of seeds and soon they're going to grow into a forest of oak trees of chance. It's going to go very well. Very well indeed.
Right, Steve, are you ready to enter this sweetie factory?
Well, I don't quite know what's going on, but yeah, I'm definitely willing to play this podcast game. What sweets do you like, Steve? What's your favourite?
I love sweeties.
What was that, Charles?
I love sweeties.
You love sweeties?
You're in the right
place. I think we've covered that. We all love sweeties, apart from Steve, who likes
sweeties.
Pate.
I love a Boost bar or Skittles.
Okay, do you really like Skittles, David?
I do like Skittles because it's a mixture of different flavours. There's variety.
Is it just different colours? Isn't it the same flavour?
Well, I hope not. I've always seen them as being different, like lemon, orange. Or is it the same flavour?
I think it's the same flavour. I think the colours are
I think I've been conned there. I think I let it to the manufacturer.
I think you've definitely been conned there, David.
I think I might have to Google that. I'm pretty sure let's agree to disagree. But I'm sure. Maybe
no,
you're
let's
right.
Disagree.
Let's hit the rewind button on my taste buds. And I think you're right. They're all sort of sugary, fruity.
Yeah, they're just sugary, shite.
I prefer Revels. I've dropped Skittles.
Okay, right.
Because Revels really is a Russian roulette game, isn't it? You don't know what you're going to get.
Aren't they all the same as well?
You're right. Revels are all the same. Which are the ones where you've got a coffee in there suddenly or an orange? Is that Revels?
Listen, I don't know the ins and outs of Revels, but like I say, I'm a big fan of cheese, so definitely if you want to talk about cheese, then I'm your man.
Absolutely. Cannon Bear or Edam? What would you prefer?
Brie.
Brie? Blimey.
Yeah.
Goodness me.
Yeah,
I'm
an apple fruit guy.
Huh?
I'm an apple fruit guy.
Ah, Charles, listen, let's go into the sweetie factory.
Oh, please.
So I'm going to open the door.
And here we are.
Wow, this is my sweetie factory. What do we reckon, guys?
Conveyors belt galore.
First impressions of the sweetie factory.
Large variety, loads of different things happening around me.
What can you see? What is happening around
me? I can see 10 tracks of conveyor belts around me. It's like I'm in an airport, like I should be picking up my luggage, but instead I'm going to be able to pick up food. Can we eat some of it? Are we allowed to eat some?
No, you've got to wait till the end of the podcast to eat some sweeties.
Well, I'm going to be getting stuck in, full stop. I mean, look at that. It's like a large pyramid with a raspberry on top. It's like a Pharaoh strawberry dream. It's lovely.
I tell you what, just because I'm a nice guy, why don't you climb up the pyramid and eat the raspberry, David?
Do you mind?
No.
Of course I mind. It's quite cold in here, which is good, so the chocolate is nice and hard.
No, but I said of course I mind, so I don't
of course,
want
oh, right, okay,
so
I see what you mean. I'm seeing between the lines here. I'll leave it perhaps for later.
Okay, so the first question from me, David. Do you mind waiting there, Steve, with your question?
Listen, it's an absolute honour to be here. I'll do as I'm told.
He's man with manners, it's got to be said.
Yeah, he's a bit of a prick.
I think he's okay. I think there's good potential there.
Oh, me and Steve are looking at one another now. We're giving each other the eye.
Well, I'm trying to understand where you're coming from, mate.
Well, keep trying to understand, mate.
There's two alpha males in the room.
Yeah. How are you, David, dealing with a situation where I'm doing two voices at once?
I think you'll do it. I see it as I've got two people in the room. It's as simple as that.
Bit weird, isn't it?
It's almost like, you know, someone hasn't had their medication type of thing, but it's not a problem.
If you're going to analyse what I'm doing here, where are these voices coming from, David?
They're coming deep within the murky subconscious.
It's horrible.
And they're all representing a part of a personality.
Yeah. I'm not really that comfortable with doing this as an experiment, but
I think just go with it because I feel as though the three of us are getting on pretty well.
Well, I'm certainly enjoying the. I'm learning this.
Help me out, Derek.
Well, I think Steve's never hitting the pause button. He just wants to carry on and progress.
Yeah.
And it's Brian who's holding things back.
Yeah. Sure.
So I think Brian needs to be more optimistic, more focused, and go the combo route, which is what the hell. Just let it go. Let it cut loose.
First question.
Wonderful.
So we'll just sit down here on the chair and the sort of reception of the sweetie factory.
Excellent stuff with the conveyor belts moving around.
Oh, look at that little man. Now, it looks like an Oompa Loompa, but it's not. So can you tell everyone what it is, David?
It's just a man who has, I don't know what the politically correct term for it is. An imp. Genetically, he hasn't been able to rise to a normal man size, so he wears Gap Kids you know, outfits type of thing, or goes to children's section in M&S, but he has the brain of a man.
Yes.
So you could play chess with him, Sudoku with him, you just couldn't play rugby with him. But
well,
you could talk to him about politics.
Sort of toss him around, couldn't you?
You could.
Not
very
like
true.
That.
Not quite. Well said. Nothing inappropriate. Well, I think either way it'd be inappropriate.
Hello, I am
him over a...
Do you want a sweetie?
Ah, the imp is talking. Do you want a sweetie, David?
I love that strawberry pharaoh pyramid that we spoke about earlier.
Pharaoh pyramid?
Oh, pyramid, strawberry pyramid that a pharaoh would eat, sorry. Quite right, get the sentence in the right order.
What was that, imp
go
man?
For IT.
Go for IT, go for it.
Oh, wonderful, pop an exclamation mark under that IT. Here we go, do I need a spoon?
So David's climbing up the pyramid.
Here we go with my cat-like nails, climbing up,
this, but anyway.
Trying to get into the chocolate, and there we go, strawberry at the top.
In your mouth. And lovely. Now David, slide down the pyramid.
They don't have these at Wimbledon. These,
oh,
this is
you're
wonderful.
A heavy man.
Oh, I've got a strawberry in my gut now, for crying out loud.
Okay, so the first question from me in this episode. When was the last time you laughed really, really hard?
The last time I laughed really, really hard, it's unfortunate, I think it's bad, but I do find it slightly amusing when people not fall on their face, but lose their balance slightly on the pavement type of thing. And this is a lady, she's wearing stilettos.
Is this genuine?
This is genuine.
When,
I do.
Where,
find,
when, where, why?
This is walking through Brighton, I was coming out of M&S, a lady was clip-clocking along in her stilettos. I'm not saying this is a good thing to laugh at, I'm just saying it's the truth. And she managed to hold herself on a street post and sort of did a lamp post. You're quite right.
Stop
that's a
pointing.
Correct term. Put those back in the holsters. And she sort of did a Frank Sinatra style swing around the light post. She saved herself. She didn't hurt herself. There was no blood or scuffing. But it was quite a hysterical sight.
Did you laugh out loud? I don't believe that you did.
I sort of make a sort of.
So you didn't laugh really, really hard. So you're lying.
I guess there's a slight element of lying.
When was the last time you laughed really?
The last time...
I don't think I've ever seen you laugh, David.
Okay, I'll tell you. One time I did laugh out loud...
Stop pointing at Steve.
I'll put those...
I can take it.
He's got big shoulders. He can take two barrels pointing at him. I'll tell you, one thing that made me laugh, I was listening to a podcast...
Yeah.
About somebody who'd... well, at the beginning it wasn't funny because they had been attacked, so that's not amusing. But they had to get...
Attacked by who?
They were mugged and they were punched in the face. That's what I was laughing at because they just got money out of a cash machine. But then they had to get NHS emergency teeth, and they said that was worse than the actual mugging.
Right.
And they described NHS emergency teeth, an horrific example. Apparently, it's like two cornflakes in the front of your mouth type of thing. That made me laugh out loud in the streets of Brighton.
Can I hear you laugh now?
Ha ha ha!
Is that how you laugh?
No, probably not. I know. I have to almost like recall it memory wise, get back into my senses. A sort of a.
Is that how you laugh?
Nearer to the first one. I'm getting nearer to it.
Okay, let's keep going until we actually nail the laugh. Is that how you laugh?
No, probably. It's sort of like.
That sounds a little nearer.
That's nearer to being au naturel.
Now let's keep going till we really do nail it.
So I'm trying to think.
A bit more, David.
Is that that's sort of like it. It's kind of.
What it's sort of. You laugh,
I'm trying to think. It's sort
come
of.
Oh, they're not like that.
That's a bit strange.
Can you do a laugh? Can you tell us how you don't laugh? You definitely don't laugh like this.
It's nothing. It's not that, like a rugby player.
And he definitely doesn't laugh like this.
Nothing sort of fruits your camp about my laugh. It's
and
very assertive
final
and male.
Time, oh, there's Charles.
That's a nice laugh. That's what you want as a laugh.
Third time, this is how you definitely don't laugh.
Sorry, that's too much, but I don't laugh like that.
But you do laugh like this. It's my favourite thing we've ever done.
I think it's like
please,
that.
David.
Sort of Phil.
Okie dokie. Cool.
Maybe I need to laugh more. I think I've lost that element.
Cumbo,
of
you have a cool laugh.
What was that?
Cumbo, you have a cool laugh.
Yo, you think?
That's perfect. It's nice acoustics, right level, well executed.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm a little bit... I've got one of those laughs where I'm a little bit... when I sort of crack up, I'm sort of looking around, wondering if people are looking at me. Because I know I've got a silly little laugh.
You are the fire, everyone else is the moth, isn't it? It's as simple as that. You're like magnetised.
What do you mean?
In the sense that, you know, your laugh generates other laughter. People want to be part of it. You're the bonfire. We're the Cub Scouts.
Well, that's lovely. It's lovely of you to say, but I'm not sure. You know, I'm not really aware how people feel about me sometimes. You know, I can tell that they enjoy being with me, but whether my laugh is... Did you say I'm the bonfire?
You're the you're what we cook the marshmallows on. You are the heat, the energy in the room type of thing.
What are you talking about, David?
I'm talking about, you know, he's just here.
I don't know what's going on about it, but I really like this guy.
Oh, that's lovely to say. That's very nice.
Well, you spend more than 10 minutes with him, he'll do your editing.
Well, I'm not so sure.
It's been said. It's got to be said. 10 minutes is my window. After that, it can go downhill.
Does it really?
It can sometimes. It becomes a bit repetitive.
What does?
What I'm saying, my observations, my questions come to an end, then the conversation glows to an end.
Oh, look at that, David. What's that? It's a white milk chocolate donkey.
Oh, you can ride it, then eat it. Who came up with that one? That's a very clever
idea. That's my wife.
Really?
Yeah, that was my wife, Cheryl.
Just a sudden moment of genius.
Well, we were sat on the sofa and I was like, I need to come up with some new sort of chocolate bar. And she said, how about a sort of a life-size white chocolate donkey?
Break off the hooves, eat those, nibble on an ear. That's perfect.
Yeah. Do you want to have any of the donkey, David?
Do you know what I mean? Are you going to suddenly take the donkey away from me when I say yes? Because I would like some milk chocolate donkey.
I wouldn't do that.
Yes, please.
No, you're not having any.
No, fair enough. It's your factory.
It's a brand new bar. So
the Willy is the best part.
Huh?
The Willy is the best part.
The Willy is the best part, as always.
Goodness me, it's a whole shebang. It's a proper donkey.
So, the last time you laughed really hard was listening to a podcast, yes?
It was listening to a podcast about NHS emergency teeth.
Right. Yeah.
And it's a reality. You know, some people need NHS emergency teeth because they've, I don't know, accidentally swung to hit something with a hammer, but they've done 180 degrees into their mouth.
Sorry, do you mind if I... I'm just pouring a glass of water.
Be our guest. Combo, please, get stuck in. Please, by all means.
You got to hydrate, guys.
You've got to hit the old H2O.
You got to hydrate, guys.
Is H2O...
On
liquid?
The host.
That's oxygen, isn't it?
H what?
H2O.
That's what?
Is H2O liquid or is that oxygen? Sorry, that's a random...
It's water, isn't it, H2O?
It is, so I am correct. Combo, have some H2O.
I'm already having it, mate. What was that? Sorry, I'm trying to keep up with it. It's such a mad little podcast. We've got this guy talking, we've got Dave talking, and we've got this bloody robot in the corner.
It's a carnival of sounds.
This is genuinely doing my head in this episode.
I think it's going well. I mean, if this is a barbecue right now, I wouldn't be looking around thinking, this is odd. We're getting on. Well, we're interacting.
Yeah.
So I think that's we're learning. That's the key, isn't it? We're learning
what
about each other.
What podcasts do you listen to, Combo?
What's that, Charles? Turn your voice up. I can't hear you.
What podcasts do you listen to, Combo?
I like listening to Absolute Radio. They did a nice one on a Saturday. Rob Beckett does one. That's pretty cool. That's like a footy one. I'm not a mad footy fan, but I like the tunes that they play in between.
Sort of 90s kind of pop.
Yeah, 90s. I like my 90s. It's probably my favourite decade. So I like Absolute Radio. What else do I like? Desert Island Discs. That's sometimes...
That's great. You get to
that
see
That is nice. And probably my favourite episodes are the people that you've never heard of before, but you listen to them, you go, that's actually quite interesting, that woman.
Really, what like so like people that I'm trying to think people like politicians. I'm not like into
and
politics.
Professors and
yes,
scientists.
Very true.
And I find it fascinating. And I think she does a great job as a presenter.
She really does. She basically turns a lamp on. You get to look into their soul and their mind and work out how they tick as a human being. Ultimately,
what's your favourite podcast, David, out there?
Well, obviously I'm a big fan of this one. Well, I shouldn't say that. Actually,
really?
that's a bad idea.
Why would you say that?
I don't know. For some reason, I felt as I should, but then it sounded a bit narcissistic. Afterwards, on a sort of hit the rewind button
for 80 minutes. For 80 years.
I know, which is that really would be a nightmare in anyone's head, I think.
Right.
So I think Desert Island Discs, I do like that.
Stop pointing.
So I put that away. What other ones do I listen to? Adam Buxton's, I find him a very warm companion.
Right.
Via my earlobes, ear sockets.
Yeah.
I think
your earlobes.
Yeah, not my earlobes. Let's go a bit higher into the ear sockets. if not, you wouldn't be able to hear anything.
Yeah.
I think he's got a great structure to the show. He starts off walking his dog. He's got some great musical jingles in between the actual...
Should we do a musical jingle?
Definitely, I'd be up for that.
I'd absolutely love to get involved in this section because I like doing improvised singing.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
We could do one now, record it, and use it as a jingle.
Okay, yeah, I'm more than happy if you give me a title of a song or, you know, anything like that.
David and Brian's Summer Holiday. We could use that, perhaps.
I don't think that's good enough, to be honest.
No, that's fair enough. Maybe something in preparation for Christmas, because that'll
pointing,
be...
David.
Sorry, put that back in its holster. Perhaps Christmas is around the corner. We could do it for that.
What about Into the Golden Light?
Wonderful, because we all need light, and let's make sure it's golden.
Do you ever not agree?
Well, I think you're right. I'll tell you why I agree, though. There's logic behind it. Summer will go, Christmas will go, but we all need golden lights.
Yeah.
All year round. Especially
into
to wander into.
Into the golden light. Baby, you make me feel all right. Into the golden light, not into the dark.
What are you doing, David? Why are you butting in?
Sorry, I apologise. I thought it came to an end.
No, that's fine. If you want to butt in, that's not a problem. But
no, it is a problem. You shouldn't be butting in, Steve.
No, honestly, I thought it came to an end. I didn't realise it was like a moment for.
Should we just let him sing and just maybe you shut up for more than 1 minute?
Absolutely, hit the pause button. Totally.
No,
go
honestly,
for it.
I've done my Into the Golden Light. I don't need to do it again.
Please do, Steve, because I feel bad now. I did sort of trash it. I sort of walked over that. I apologise.
Are you happy to do it again, Steve?
Listen, I've done it already, but I'm happy to do it again.
Please, I'll keep completely silent this time. Sorry.
Okay, here's Steve Gene. Is it Gene?
Yeah, it's Gene, with a G.
It's Steve Gene Cumberland with Into the Golden Light.
Into the golden light. Baby, you make me feel all right. Into the golden light, not into the dark.
It's nice, isn't it, David?
Into the golden light. Baby, you make me feel all right. Into the golden light, not into the dark.
It's all right, isn't it, David?
Yeah, it's perfect. Is that finished? I don't want to interrupt.
Oh, is it finished?
I was going to do one more verse, but...
Sorry, Steve. Sorry. Sorry.
No, you keep butting in. Do you want to do your version of Into the Golden Light, David? And then we'll move on to the next question.
Firstly, I'd like to say, Steve...
Just do the song.
Into the golden light, out of the darkness and the gloom. Into the golden light. That'll do, mate.
Okay, so we've got a question.
Do you have your questions for David Edwards?
Yes, yes, yes. I do have some questions for David. I've got three. Is that okay? You asked me when you emailed me. I said to bring along three questions.
Three's perfect.
Okay, I've got three questions. Okay, here we go. What's the furthest you've ever travelled?
The furthest I've ever travelled is the Pips in the centre of the Big Apple, New York.
Have you been to New York, David?
I have. I went with my parents. I was, about 19, 18, something like that.
1918 was a long time ago.
It was. It's got to be that sort of Titanic period, isn't it?
Did you go on the Titanic?
I didn't. Because I got to New York, believe it or not. Well, they got to New York. No, they didn't, didn't they? No, obviously
pretty
they didn't.
Sure
no, they didn't, but so the survivors got there on lifeboats. Well, I hope they did anyway. Or a floating oil painting, or whatever it was.
And
I very much, I enjoyed... I've got to say, there's a lot of things in life which are a big anti-climax.
New York ain't one of them.
I remember I was a runner, not a runner as in keeping fit, but a runner as for a TV production company. And I, for one day...
You were a runner for a TV production company?
I was, indeed. Very, very brief.
Well, what was the company?
It was for Endemol, and I did...
when was this?
It would have been 2001.
2001? How old were you then?
I would have been 22, 23, something like that.
I didn't know this about you, David.
It didn't last very long.
Why?
I didn't quite intermesh into the light entertainment.
Intermesh. Right. What happened? Did you get sacked?
I didn't get sacked. I didn't have a driving license. That didn't help. So I had to go everywhere via
foot. Sorry. What is Endemol?
Endemol is a well-known TV production company that's made big hits like Ready, Steady, Cook, Big Brother.
Yeah.
I think Location. I'm not sure... But
they made Big Brother, did they?
They made.
That's a show I like.
I think.
In fact, that's a show I did like. Let me say that.
Yes,
that's a show I did like.
It's had its time, really, like everything.
It's had its time.
It's time to reboot it, as the Americans
would
say.
It's time to reboot it, you think, Big Brother?
Oh, absolutely. Definitely.
Anyway, let's focus on what was the question? What's the furthest you've ever travelled? So you went to New York.
I went to New York, US of A, ate a hot dog on Times Square, bonded with my parents.
Why was it not an anticlimax?
Because I felt like I was in a blooming motion picture. The steam lifts from the pavement. All the taxis are yellow.
Cool.
Yeah, and it just had that kind of Travis Bickle taxi driver, you know, a tidal wave could appear any minute kind of vibe, you know. It felt real, like a Woody Allen film. It really did feel... Like I said, the reason I mentioned from Big Brother is All South Today, the South news TV show. I visited both those sets.
Calm down, David.
Sorry. Keep it low. Calm down.
Just let's have a full stop every so often.
Quite right. Let's find that full stop and let's utilise it.
He's a bit cheeky, isn't he, David? Isn't Brian a bit cheeky?
He's not cheeky, he's a truth teller. He's a navigator.
I'm not that cheeky, mate. I've got
shepherd me along.
I've got to shepherd
like
him along.
Cruft. So yeah. I'm the dog, you're the handler, sort of thing.
That's right.
Quite right.
I mean, listen, ladies and gentlemen, I totally understand if you're going to turn this podcast off early because, is this episode working or...?
I think it's going perfectly. I think it sort of reminds me like all the other episodes, really. It's got the same kind of vibe,
do
tempo.
Do they all sound like this?
It's superb.
It's superb. It's a superb episode.
I think it is a superb one. We're learning, we're interacting, we're bonding.
Award-winning.
What was that?
Award-winning.
Ha!
Award-winning.
Award-winning.
That's what we want. We want awards on the mantelpiece.
I mean, I've never actually been on a podcast before, so this is a lovely feeling. It's nice being in a... I guess this is a recording studio, so it's nice being in an environment like this. But are there many podcasts like this? Because this feels pretty wacky. That's not a bad thing.
It is a bit wacky. I mean, that's our USP, our unique selling point. You know,
we're wacky.
Yeah, we're sort of like Timmy Mallett.
We're a bit wacky.
We're a bit out there type of thing.
We're a bit Timmy Mallett.
Timmy Mallett, wackaday, 80s kind of...
We're sort of Timmy Mallett with a lob on.
Yes, quite right. That kind of vibe. That's what it would say on the side of the can if you were to buy it in Tesco's.
Yeah.
I think ultimately, you know...
You guys want to come over here and help make some fudge?
Yes, please!
So what are we going to do here?
Let's make some fudge in the design of perhaps similar to the donkey, maybe a fudge camel.
There is a huge wooden stick for you, David.
Oh, wonderful. There we go. I'll look after the fudge in the early...
That is a big wooden stick.
It is. Well, you've got to get it ready, haven't you?
Yeah.
Twirling around the large bowl.
Spread the fudge.
What am I going to do, Charles?
Add the flavour.
So I've got a cardboard box of strawberry flavour.
Oh!
So I'm just going to tip that in.
And a little bit of chocolate sprinkles would be quite nice.
I've got the Chucky sprinkles.
Oh, here comes combo.
I've got the Chucky sprinkles
Captain
here.
Fudge.
So this is a big old bag of Chucky sprinkles. So I'm just going to tip in. Whoa! Ooh la la! Ooh la la!
I feel as like I just paint my whole body in this and just... Well,
what do you mean?
Literally.
What do you mean?
Well, it's a bit inappropriate.
I'll tell
image.
You what, Steve. That's what we're going to do now. We're going to get this fudge out. What was that, Charles?
Do it.
We're going to get this fudge out. I've got a big spoon here, Steve. If I'll give you the big spoon.
Okay, I'll take the big spoon if you want. This is definitely wacky.
Okay, so Steve, if you could tip that fudge over David's
body. Yeah, we'll do. Okay,
well, along with my clothes on, I'll take my top off, not my entire my clothes.
Keep your clothes on, David.
Oh, well, okay, that's not a problem. Okay, so place the fudge on me. Make sure it's not too hot because it's going to burn my skin.
Okay, tipping the fudge on.
Yeah, that's very hot. That's a very hot fudge. That's incredibly hot. It doesn't matter. I'm not going to ruin the vibe.
I'm just going to massage the fudge into David's
body. There we go. It's getting cooler. Let's just massage it into the body.
Sticky, sticky fudge.
Very nice. I can smell the strawberries. It's coming off all of us.
Now Charles is going to come over and eat the fudge off you.
Oh, right, OK, that's not a problem. Has he got a robotic tongue?
Here come all the imps to help me eat it.
All the imps are going to eat the fudge off your body.
Wonderful stuff. Have they had lunch?
They come. They're all singing their song.
I feel like some kind of imp messiah. You can eat from me. Eat from me and have a sugar rush, have a nap, and then get back to making sweets, imps.
Let me put my hand up right now. I'm enjoying this podcast a lot. I like my entertainment, I like my comedy. This is right up my street. I like comedy that's surreal and just makes you go, what's all that about? So I'm definitely enjoying this podcast. So hand up, thank you so much again for having me on this podcast.
That wonderful manners. I've never known anyone just to stop everything and just say, do you know what, thanks.
Well, sometimes you have to go, hey, hang on a minute, how's my life treating me? And my life is treating me very well in this moment. My life is weird and wonderful, and this is yet another chapter in my life that I'm enjoying.
Great, just a great...
What a load of utter bollocks.
Oh, Brian, I don't know about that. I think that's quite upbeat. We're not living in the future, we're not living in the past, we're living in combos now.
Okay, we've got another question here. David.
Oh, let's go for it. Please do.
Okay. Questions.
Please do.
I used to go on holiday with my friends when I was 20, 21, down to Newquay.
Oh, yes, yes.
And we'd sort of go camping and surfing. I couldn't surf, but I enjoyed the whole atmosphere of Newquay and the beaches around Newquay.
I tried surfing once. It's very difficult to stay on the board.
It's not easy. Where did you go surfing?
I went surfing at Wittering. I had one lesson. I can't even skate on a skateboard.
So my question to you is this. Did you ever or have you ever been on holiday with the lads or with your friends when you were younger? And what did you do? What did you get up to? And where did you go? It's a lot of questions in one there, but I hope that makes sense. Have you ever been on a lad's holiday, I guess? Let's kind of put a pinprick in it.
I have been on a lad's holiday. It was a proper lad's holiday to Amsterdam.
Amsterdam? Have you really?
Yeah, I certainly did.
Did you see any of the women of the...
I saw them appearing behind the glass
did
in the
go
windows.
Did you see them?
I saw them.
You went and saw one.
I did
David.
Knock on a door. Actually, interact.
I can see in your eyes that you've seen a woman of the night.
I have seen a woman of the night. Not literally, like I went for the door and gave her euros.
Right. What then?
In the sense, I wandered around and saw them. There was always glass between me and her.
Have you ever spent time with a woman of the?
No. But I gazed upon them.
I don't believe. Look at me in the eye and say you've never ever spent time with a prostitute.
Eyeball to eyeball, I would be too paranoid for medical reasons.
What?
Without not being rude, but Jeremy, you've got to be a realist.
What's wrong with you?
No, not in that sense. I'd be, you know, the soldier in me would be ready with his rifle.
What's that mean?
In the sense that I would be, perfectly in tuned and aroused to take part in the activity.
Right.
But I'd be worried afterwards. That maybe I had been left with some kind of...
Sorry, do you mind if I pour water?
Oh, please do. Get
thank
the H2O
you.
Into the fuel.
Okay, thank
hydrate.
You.
So you'd be worried that you pick up what?
Some kind of, what the American
this
GIs are worried
this
about.
This water tastes metallic.
Is that good, metallic?
Well, it don't taste good.
No, Evian. You don't get Evian Italic, do you?
Metallic.
You're quite right, like the band Metallica. You get Evian Swedish Mountains, not
so
Swedish
you'd be
Factory.
Worried.
It's the filter.
What was that, Charles?
It's the filter.
It's the filter. It's the filter, Steve.
Yeah, I thought so. I've got a filter at home, but I paid quite a lot of money for my filter, and it certainly doesn't produce a metallic taste when I drink my water. And let me tell you, I drink a lot of fucking water.
Oh, I can see it. You've got good skin. Which I think is all right thing to say. Sorry, I think I made Steve feel
so
a bit uncomfortable there.
I'm so confused.
Lots of waters, good skin. Look at Kate Moss.
So you'd be worried of picking up infections and diseases.
Yeah,
and...
simple as that. I'm not being rude to the ladies of the night or of the day.
Here's another question. I mean, it's quite loose, this episode. So we're
that's fine.
Bounding
enough, yes.
around like young, what?
Cannibals. Is that the name of the band, Young Cannibals?
Fine Young Cannibals. No, I'm saying
they're
we're sort of bounding
fun.
Around like little lambs around
oh, yes,
the,
absolutely.
The
You're
field.
Quite right. Leaping up and down out of bushes.
With different questions. But my question to you is, would you ever become an escort or a male prostitute?
If with women, perhaps, I think because of my sexuality, I'd find it psychologically quite a hurdle to spend time with a man purely for cash. But then again, you know, if there's no heat at home and there's no food in the fridge, it's amazing what tricks you'll turn to. So who knows?
What do you mean?
In the sense that, I've got to eat.
What would you call yourself? So if you become a male escort, what would your name be?
It would be something like the Blonde Bandit, something in that vein. Maybe I'm leaning too much to the blonde element, but then again, that's something that's going to make me stick out. If you like blonde men, you're going to like me. It's only 5% of me, but you'll like that element.
Rhino.
Right, the blonde rhino, perhaps. Imagine a rhino with a blonde quiff. The blonde giraffe, perhaps. I like the idea of someone quite tall.
You wouldn't call yourself the blonde giraffe.
I think something like eclipse or shadow, because I'm quite tall. I'm going to place a shadow over you of lust.
Now, I just thought we'd walk into the... This is an incredible hall we're about to go.
Oh, it's like Hogwarts.
Well, we haven't gone in there yet, David. But
we're
about to go into the Hall of Smarties.
Oh! Once again, are Smarties different flavours, or are they the same one with different colours?
They're all the same flavour. So open the doors to the Hall of Smarties.
They're glistening in the lights.
What can you see, David?
I can see bowls upon bowls, jugs and mugs of Smarties, and I just want to put my hand in and just empty them into my mouth.
Then do it, David.
Are you going to say no at the last minute?
Definitely not.
Here we go.
Don't do it. Oh, they cost money, and I'm just going to hand out sweeties.
Fair enough, that's fair enough. But can I have them later?
What else can you see in the room, David?
I can see mirrors. Which is a clever illusion to make it look as though there's more Smarties than perhaps there is.
Right, yes, sure. And what else can you see in the room?
Well, I can see us because of the mirrors.
Yeah.
And
what else can you see in the Hall of Smarties, David?
I can see a nice, white, minimalist, sort of Swedish-style IKEA floor, which has been mopped by the imps, which is lovely.
Oh, they're mopping the floor now.
They are mopping the floor now. They've eaten all their fudge.
Let's listen to the imps mop the floor for a little bit.
Indeed.
It's kind of like a little sort of squeaky noise, isn't it?
It is.
They mop the...
sort of scuffing around. Doing a good job.
You all right, Steve?
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much for asking.
Do you like Smarties, Steve?
I can eat a Smartie. Do I like them? Would I think about buying one if I went into a store? Then nah.
Oh, really? Not? You'd have it as a gift, though. If someone offered you one, you'd eat it, but you wouldn't actually purchase it.
Yeah, I'm not the type of guy that goes, no, thank you, I'm not going to have your fucking Smartie. Why are you even offering it to me? But if you do offer me one, then, you know, I might take it, but I won't go into a store and go, I'm going to get some Smarties.
I think you're right. That's a very strong point. You know,
you're going to get some what?
Some Smarties.
Smarties.
David, don't forget the golden question for Steve.
The golden question. So, Steve, once an episode, we allow David to ask our guest the golden question.
Okay, I'm trying to keep up here, but what do you mean?
So, basically, David gets one question to ask a guest. Yes, David?
Absolutely.
It
you're
just
quite
gives
right.
us the opportunity to play a nice little twinkly bed underneath. So, have you got a question for... David?
Right, Steve, you are now in your...
Oh, my God.
No, don't be alarmed. Don't be alarmed. Don't be on edge whatsoever. You're now in the big 4 decades.
Fifth decade. I'm in my fifth decade. I'm 43.
Yeah, you're quite right. Yes, your fifth decade.
Stop pointing.
Yeah, put that away and focus on maths. It's important for any conversation. Is it very much... What are you hoping for in this decade? Because we're now men, aren't we? I'm 40 in March. And we're now men. We're no longer children. What are you planning to put in the toy box and leave, and perhaps pick up as an adult?
I don't understand this question, David. Let's stick a tail on the donkey, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Let's be specific and focused. Absolutely. Do you feel it's time to put the child aside and focus?
Have you prepared for this question, David? You've got one question to ask our guest. One question an episode. Have you prepared this question, David?
I have prepared this question.
I'm on tenterhooks here.
I'll keep it very specific and focused.
Specific and focused.
Okay. Do you think midlife crisis is a myth, or do you think it's something it's something you properly do experience?
Again, David, be a bit more specific.
Right, that's not a problem at all. With midlife crisis... not a problem. That's not an issue at all. You're quite right. I need to be specific. I find I'm going to be 40 in March. I've said that already. I'm going to be 40. I'm saying it again.
Are you really?
I am in March.
Say it again.
I'm going to be 40 in March.
And again.
I'm going to be 40 in March.
And again.
I'm going to be 40 in March.
And again.
40. I'm going to be 40 in March.
And again.
40 in March. And
I'm going to be 40 in March.
I, Dave Edwards, am going to be 40 in March. And it's very much a case of there's certain anxieties and worries.
40 in times.
Sorry, 40 times. Okay, so it's very much a case of... Here we go.
I can't wait for the end of this episode.
Like a laser beam. Here we go. The question I am placing
on
your lap.
The question, I'm on tenterhooks here. I'm slightly nervous, but go for it.
Don't be nervous whatsoever. This is me that's creating bluster around it, and I need to just give it to you. There's an anxiety.
Hurry up.
Hurry up. Hurry up.
Not
Charles,
a problem.
Charles is getting annoyed.
I'm making it happen. Do not worry. When you hit the big...
He's really struggling.
No, no. When you hit the big 4-0, there's certain anxieties. Have I done everything in my life I need to do? And is there an element...
Just ask a question.
Yeah, I'll ask it. Sorry, I'm trying to remember what it is. Here we go. Let's focus.
So, oh, no one's going to listen to this episode.
Oh, God. I'm sure they will do. I just need to get it back together.
Okay.
I'll get it back together,
Brian.
Don't
look
Brian.
At me.
It's
look
fine.
At Steve.
Right. Sorry, Steve.
I'm over here, mate.
Sorry. Here we go. Do you feel... Well, midlife crisis is very much a case of, oh, God, what have I done with my life? Nothing.
I call it the MLC.
MLC? What does that stand?
Midlife crisis.
Oh, right. Okay. MLC. There we go. Midlife crisis. Do you think it's a myth?
Yeah.
Or do you think it's a genuine anxiety that people have? I think it's a genuine anxiety. Because you hit that...
Well, you've answered your own question.
Oh, that's very true, very true.
Your own question.
No, but do you think...
Stop pointing.
Sorry, put those back in their holsters. I think it's a lot to do with death. Perhaps we know that mortality's around the corner. Do you worry... Maybe my question is, Steve, do you worry about death? Sorry. It took me a while to get to it. I'm sort of working things out myself.
Oh my god! Right. So the question is:
Do you consider death on a daily basis?
No, I don't. And I'll tell you why I don't. Because I think I'm going to live forever
through the internet, or just like through good vibes, or
I don't know. I just believe in everlasting life. I believe I will live forever. So I don't. Death doesn't worry me. You know, I might cease to exist in this.
Oh, right, okay, yes, yes,
then
yes.
I'm going to live on and live on. That's just my opinion.
Or cryogenics.
Or cryogenics!
Yeah, like Walt Disney, he's got his head frozen, isn't he? And he'll be attached to something in like 100 years' time.
And while I do exist on this Earth, wherever we may be, do you understand when I say that, do you understand what I'm saying?
Do you
there?
Mean like recycling your spirit into another creature?
Wherever we may be. When I say wherever we may be, basically what I'm saying there is we're living on this planet and we don't know where the planet is. We don't understand the universe. So do you understand when I'm talking about that?
I think so. We're on planet Earth, but we don't know. Yeah, there's wormholes surrounding us and black holes. There's parallel universes. Do you mean that sense?
Do you mean that, Steve?
That's exactly what I mean.
So there could be a parallel Steve Cumberland or a parallel Dave Edwards.
Let's just get to the end of this episode.
Let's do the final question from Steve. Question mark,
the
but
final
David has to answer
question.
With a mouthful of Skittles. The final question from Steve. Question mark, but David has to answer with a mouthful of Skittles.
Oh, okay, yes.
Can you say that one more time, Charles, please? One more time.
Let's do the final question from Steve. But David has to answer with a mouthful of Skittles.
Okay, so there's a mouthful of... There's a load of Skittles there. So you
okay, two hands.
Stick those
like
in. Your final question, Steve,
it
for...
Put them in my mouth now.
For David.
Okay, I've got one question here, and this... I'm all about love. I'm all about loving people and people loving me. I like to love, and I like people to love me back tenfold or fifteenfold. So my question to you, David, and I'd really like you to not think about this and just... Literally give me an answer. Bang, straight off the bat. Do you understand what I'm saying there?
Sorry,
he's got a mouthful of Skittles.
Okay, so my question to you is, and like I said, no thought given to this, just bang, okay? Who do you love?
Now you're thinking about it.
Who do you love?
I was going to say me,
okay.
Bizarrely. That
okay.
was strange.
That's the end of the podcast.
Well, there we go.
That's mad. Okay, well, that's fair enough. You love you. That's okay.
The Skittles have fallen out.
The Skittles have fallen out.
No, let's be open with that. My parents.
No, you said you. That.
I don't know why that. Well, that was a bad option, though, wasn't it? That's made me look rather narcissistic.
No, that's absolutely fine.
Just leave it out there.
Nothing wrong with that. You've got to love yourself. You've got to...
I always believe
it's all about you.
It's all about you, mate.
Yeah, you're quite right. There's nothing wrong with me.
Actually, there's nothing wrong with you loving yourself. I believe you have to feed the hunter. And if you feed the hunter, then you can feed the rest of the village. Do you understand what I'm saying when I say that?
I think so. We're all sorry, I've got a bit of Skittle in my mouth there.
Okay.
We're all hunters, and we've got to go out there and get woolly mammoths,
okay,
deers.
So we've come back. We've come to the end of the episode. I found that quite confusing, stressful, and hard work. But have you enjoyed the podcast?
I loved it.
I think it's a splendid one.
I don't think we walked around the sweetie factories. You know, there were so many different rooms to go in, and we sort of forgot about the sweetie factory.
No, we opened it up. We saw the conveyor belts. We saw the large Smarty hall.
The white donkey.
The white donkey, which has got all its anatomy in white chocolate.
Let's leave in the glass elevator.
So we're all going to get into the glass elevator, and it's going to shoot towards the ceiling, break out the glass ceiling, and fly off into space. Okay,
wonderful.
Steve, thank you so much for getting involved today. It's been an absolute pleasure. And like I say, hand on heart, without a shadow of a doubt, I am genuinely grateful for this opportunity to be involved in your podcast. And thank you so much for making me feel welcome, David. Thank you.
Steve, thank you for your wisdom and your good manners.
Cool. Okay, so we're just getting into the glass elevator. Shut the door behind you, David.
There we go. Yep, close, lock.
Press the button, Steve.
Will do. This button here?
That's the button there. Yep, that's it. And we're off!
Geromino!
What?
Geromino, is that?
Goodbye, everybody.
Here we are.
Geromino.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I am Dori Shafrir, the co-host of the podcast Forever 35, which is all about the things we do to take care of ourselves. And starting next week, we have a new co-host.
It's me. I'm Elise Hugh. I am an author, journalist, and a podcaster.
Yay! Elise and I are going to be getting into a lot of the same topics that we've always talked about on Forever 35, like skincare, like getting older, and of course, Forever 35 faves like butt care and Costco.
She said Costco.
I said it.
I'm so excited to be coming along on this journey.
I am so excited to have you. So listen to Forever 35 wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.